The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go. We are talking with our mouths full.
We have muffins. Mm-hmm. Yeah, muffins. I have a blueberry muffin, a big one. And you have a French toast muffin.
Which is really good. It's got nice little crunchies in it. I like that.
Yeah, crunchies is good. So I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are
Stuff.
And we are here every single Thursday morning at 8:30 WTBR 89.7 FM. And?
Oh, yeah. WSBR Lee 40, forget the 40, 88.1. My God.
Lee.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Why?
I messed that up. Good time.
You want to do it again?
No.
Okay. moving right along. Mm-hmm. We are happy to have Lee in our presence. I love Lee. I'd like to live in Lee. That's a whole other story right there.
They have good restaurants.
They are. Lee is adorable. Lee is adorable. They did all the right things. They left the buildings looking New England-y. They have cool streetlights. They have the park. Lovely. Lee is lovely. I guess that could be a bumper sticker. Love Lee. Lee. Love Lee. Get it? L-O-A-L-O-V-E-L-E-E. Love Lee.
Oh! From views and opinions on this program are solely those of its host, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent WTBR-FM or WSBR-FM. Its management, producers, or sponsors.
I don't think that was the one I wanted to play, but anyway, there you go.
That was like the Wicked Witch of the West combined with Mae West. Oh, they're two Wests.
They must be sisters.
They must be two Wests. Speaking of sisters, if you haven't seen the movie Wicked.
Was
it
really
movie.
Worth seeing?
Yeah, it was good. I think you can see it on, I don't know, Prime or Netflix, or you don't have to go to the theater to see it. It was very good.
But all it is singing, right?
No, it's talking too. And Ariana Grande,
she's a cutie.
My gosh,
she can sing anything.
She nailed it. She's perfect for that part. Innocent, really, you know, innocent look, really pretty. Can
she's
sing.
Probably really devious too. People like that usually are.
That they're sweet and kind, but on the inside they're a disaster.
Could be.
Welcome to my life.
She's sweet and kind on the outside.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Yes,
it's just a trick. It's a trick.
Oh, I see.
I'm very fussy who I'm kind to. Anyway.
True or false?
Mm-hmm. That's not true. I'm kind to everybody, especially when I have a muffin.
Mm-hmm.
A muffin in my mouth.
A giraffe's neck only has 7 vertebrae. A week contains 158 hours.
A week contains 158 hours. All right, everybody. I know you're doing the math. Are you doing it on your phone? If you are, drop your phone and do it the old-fashioned way.
Mm-hmm.
With a piece of paper and a pen.
Mm-hmm.
Or, if you want to be really old-fashioned, a piece of paper and a number or two, pencil.
How about that? A Ticonderoga.
Number two. What was up with the number two pencil? Why did we have to have number two? Why couldn't we have number one pencil?
I think it had to do with the graphite.
But why? Did it erase easier?
I wasn't there.
You didn't have to get a number two pencil when you were in school? If you got, remember when we used to pack up our own school supplies? Our parents would go, and we would for our children, go shopping for clothes for school, all their supplies. We had to have a little pencil box, a lunch box, or a lunch bag. I loved it. Nobody knows about those days.
Don't they still do that?
Us. No, you don't have to get your supplies. Just bring your laptop. Your tablet.
Okay.
And even I think
I'm old.
I think maybe as my children got older, they stopped having you bring your own stuff.
That's kind of sad.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun getting it all for my kids. You know, their backpack. You pack their little backpack. You get their first day of school outfit.
I liked it as a kid.
Yeah.
Not as a parent.
Oh, I loved it as a parent.
I used to take them and let them pick.
Really? Their own clothes? Well, that was nice.
Well, they're 5 or 6 years old. Why not?
They picked their own?
Yeah.
Oh, you're nice. You're a nice mother. I must have been terrible. I picked their clothes.
Did they like them all
the
time?
They wore them. I never got any complaints that I remember. But remember, we remember different than our children remember.
That's true.
You know, I may say this in front of my children. They may say, are you kidding? It's like special chicken. I used to make special chicken. That was what it was called.
What's special chicken?
It's this recipe for chicken that I had. And I made it all the time. And I made stir fry. And my son and his then fiance came over for their first time having dinner with me. And I thought, I'll make special chicken. And my son came and I mentioned to his fiance that he loved special chicken. And he said, no, I don't. I said, of course you do. No, I don't. Oh, yes, of course you do. I made it all the time. And he said, I know. I never liked it. Neither did Mickey. My daughter. They didn't like special chicken. Oh, maybe she did like special chicken. Maybe it was sausage things they didn't like. But they ate it. Then he teased me about my stir fry.
Hello.
I know we have a show to do. I'm sorry. What do you have to share in this second hour?
Not riddles.
Okay.
The last show, you just got too good. This time is just little funny little remarks, kind of like, I haven't slept for 10 days because that would be too long.
Did everybody get it? I don't know that everybody got it.
Stuffingforus@gmail.com.
So here's some tips. Keep a little chair in your trunk. You never know when an opportunity might come when you need to sit. I just read them.
What the heck?
I guess sitting in your car. It must be if you're driving along and you just decide to pull over in a rest stop and you pull the little chair out and sit in it.
You can't open up the door and just sit on your seat?
You could, unless you had to go to the bathroom. I guess you could bring the chair. You could cut a hole in it. Oh, my Lord.
Where are we going with this?
You really could when you think about it. You cut a hole in it and get a little bag and glue it to... Okay. I actually think it might not be a bad idea.
Whoa.
Especially if you have kids.
This is going to be 1 hour I'm not going to forget.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So here's one. These people... This is all from, I think it's called Reddit, where people just write in things to answer a question. So these are all just from people who go in on Reddit. This person said, this is a great one. We've started leaving a giant picnic blanket in the car, and have made use of it when we're out with the dog. We find ourselves with some coffee or some food, and we feel like sitting outside somewhere.
To have a picnic.
Runs around. Yeah. Yeah. And I think people think, well, I don't have the time to do that. Well, you know what? Make time.
Because I would have put it in the car so the dog could sleep on it.
No, it's for you.
All
you
right.
And the, you and the dog.
Okay.
I want you to take care of you.
Oh, I see.
And spoil you.
Oh, like I don't already.
Mm-hmm.
What if soy milk were just regular milk introducing itself in Spanish?
Soy?
Estoy.
Estoy? Is that milk?
No,
in Spanish?
No, that's... It's me.
How do you say milk in Spanish? You know Spanish.
Leche.
Leche, that's right. Leche.
I am corrected.
No, you're right. No, you're right.
I know.
Okay.
Right.
I know you know. You know better than I know.
I accidentally swallowed some scrabbled tiles. My next trip to the bathroom could spell disaster. Now, you got to top that one.
All right. Okay. Oh, this one's not good. So here's a 5-minute rule. If it takes less than 5 minutes, do it when you think about it. Flip the laundry, respond to an email you left in the inbox, load the dishwasher, change that light bulb in the vanity you've been looking at forever, etc. It only takes 5 minutes. Do it.
That is actually good advice, and I have to battle with myself every day to do exactly that. Mm-hmm. I sit there and I say, well, I've got to do something, and I don't want to do it, you know.
Yeah.
Why don't I want to do it? It's so easy. Get up and do it.
Just get up and do it. Just do it.
Do it.
Yeah.
And yell at myself.
Just do it. Right.
I even spank myself.
Right. Do it. Yeah. If you want me to, you can call me. I'll yell at you.
No.
I won't spank you. I won't hit you, though.
No, because that was one of my lines today.
What was?
If you can't laugh at yourself, call me.
Oh.
I'll laugh at you.
Oh.
See, the problem is I have an inferiority complex, but it's not a very good one. Another senior citizen called her husband during his drive home. Herman, I just heard on the news that there's a car going the wrong way on Interstate 90. Please be careful. Herman said, it's not just one car. There's hundreds of them.
So what do you do? What do you do if that scenario happens and he says, because now you know it's him. Do you say,
you hang
get
up.
Off the road? Okay. Okay. All right. So this person says, do favors for tomorrow you. Tomorrow you is in quotes. So you're going to do favors for your tomorrow you.
For yourself.
Mm. Car getting low on gas? Do tomorrow you a favor and get it today on the way home.
That's the same thing as a do it now.
Mm-hmm. It's almost bedtime, but there are dishes in the sink. Do them a favor. Do yourself a favor for your future self.
Yep.
While you're at it, get the tomorrow you's clothes together, or get your lunch packed because right now you're not rushed.
Tomorrow. I do that. That's like being in school.
Yeah.
I used to do that when we were going to school.
You got everything ready?
The night before. And I'm still doing it.
It's a good feeling to do it.
It is.
It really
then
is.
Then you just get up and get dressed.
It says, tomorrow you will love you for it. And when today you are enjoying all the things that yesterday you did to make your life easier, remember to thank yourself for doing it.
And do it again.
I know it sounds silly, but this really helped motivate me to get stuff done promptly instead of at the last moment.
The more you got to think about doing it, the more it hurts to do it.
Yes. and then the panic and the rush and the anxiety
yes.
when you haven't done it. So think about tomorrow you.
I was so surprised when the stationery store moved. She's laughing and feeding her face at the same time.
That's brilliant.
The baby knew she was ready to be born because she was running out of womb.
Oh, that's cute. That's cute. I always say that my sister and I shared the same womb. I bet a billion people say that. We shared the same womb.
It's true, just at different times.
Right, not at the same time. We would have killed each other. Because yeah. I would have been a slob. Because I was a slob when I was a kid.
I cannot see you being a slob.
Not a slob. Just messy. Messy, messy, messy.
Can't prove it by me.
All right, let's see. Set do not disturb hours on your phone. Set nightly do not disturb hours on your phone. This person said 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. You can allow notifications from favorite contacts like your spouse, your children. Example.
What if you live alone?
Well, you still, no. You still, you'd put me in, I'll accept calls from Lynn.
Okay.
Or I'll accept calls from Greg's brother.
Okay.
Or I'll accept calls from Mary Hood.
Okay.
So you just, in case of the, if there's an emergency.
Gotcha.
And I call you and say, hey, there's a snowstorm, we're not doing our show, or, you know.
And but we've done that.
So between 11 p.m. and 7 a.m., how many people really would call you? It'd have to be an emergency.
Nobody.
Right. Nobody.
It would be an emergency.
I text people in the middle of the night. I don't know that people have... I didn't know when you text somebody and they have their phone on their bedside stand that when you text it, it goes meh.
Mine doesn't go the meh, but it goes brrr.
So that wakes you up?
Not really. I've only heard it do that.
And it didn't wake you up? You heard it in your sleep?
No, I mean, I've heard it in real time when I was awake.
Oh, not at night.
To notify me that I have a message.
Right. Right. So you know it makes the noise any time of day.
I asked my dad for his best dad joke, and he said, you.
Oh, nasty dad.
Now that's a dad joke.
Nasty dad. All right. Here's somebody that says, do I need it? Do I want it? You know where this is going?
Kinda.
Do I need it? Do I want it? If I need it, I get it. If I want it, I wait for a few weeks. I do some research, see if I can fit it in. I don't know what that means. And if I still want it a month or two later, then I might get it. Turns out my wants are not always there after a while of waiting.
Sometimes it's even they're not there after you just buy it.
True. Oh, true.
Say, why did I even get that?
It says that this is new for this person, but it's changed my mindset drastically. And then it says, I learnt this. Is learnt a word?
Yes.
Is that proper?
Yes.
I learnt this?
Yes.
Why wouldn't you say I learned this? Is I learnt correct?
Just the way of fashions.
Maria. Well, it's really Marie. So she says, I learnt to do this because my parents, mostly my mom, oh, this is from someone from the UK.
There you go.
Felt victim to this. Also, just because it's on sale doesn't mean I have to buy it. I'm not saving money if I don't need or want it in the first place.
Sometimes that's pretty hard.
It is hard.
But afterwards, you feel better about it.
Yeah. We went shopping in Florida a couple of times, and I had that kind of thing happen. Because there's so many stores there, so you have so many choices and so much stuff that you think, I'll never find this in Pittsfield, or I'll never... And I was actually carrying around some things and put them back. because I did this. I thought, do I really, really need another pair of jeans, really? Do I really, really need this shirt, really? And I felt fine when I left. It felt kind of good walking out of a store without a bag.
Yeah. And you still had money in your pocket.
I did.
If Whole Foods sells sliced apples, is it false advertising? When I'm bored, I send a text to a random number saying, I hid the body, now what? I think you used that once before.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, and then you wonder what's going to happen. Will they text you back?
If they don't hang up.
Yeah. Okay, this says here, stock up on essentials in your home. For household essentials, buy more than you need right away. Example, if I have 2 packs of toilet paper rolls, one is now and I store it in the bathroom, the other is later and I store it in a closet. When now is empty, I get out later. Later becomes the new now. The next time I go shopping, I buy a replacement later. That's why I very rarely run out of anything.
That person sounds very neurotic. You're gonna know.
So you have a now roll of toilet paper and you have a later roll.
What about an after roll?
Who buys a
before roll?
That's the seat liner roll.
Oh.
Yeah. But who buys one roll of toilet paper at a time?
Not me.
Me either. You
I
buy
don't
that
know
big
anybody.
Old 12 pack or that big old 24 pack? Yeah, that's interesting. These are again from reddit.com.
Okay. Really had my heart setting up on being rich today.
Oh. and how would that happen?
It didn't work very well. No, not yet.
Not
anyway.
Yet. Who needs it?
Me. I can't be held responsible for what my face does when you talk.
Oh, it's true. But you know,
because you don't realize what you're looking at.
We don't realize what our faces look like. Because it could look different than what you really
you're thinking it
thinking
looks.
Thinking and what you're saying, and your face may be giving a different message than what you're actually saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the answer for that. Botox. Botox.
Hey, I'm seriously thinking about that.
About Botox?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's all the eyes and
yeah.
Everything.
Do they do around the eyes, or are they worried that your eyes won't close?
Well, I'm talking about mainly the bags under my eyes.
Is that for Botox?
Well,
or is that surgery? Or is that filler? Or is that... I don't know. Maybe we need to have Dr. Michaels come on our show.
StuffingForUs@gmail.com.
Hey, Dr. Michaels. Drop us an email.
Yep. It's going to be one of those days the voices in my head are fighting. My imaginary friend is running with scissors. And at one point, one of my personalities just wandered off. That's every day, all the time.
Yeah. It's very unpredictable, too.
And it's not just because we're blondes.
No, it's unpredictable. Yeah, I've become less and less blonde, though. I don't know what color is coming out of here. It's dark, it's gray, it's mostly dark and gray. The rest of it, I don't know, comes out of bottles and boxes and cans.
It's variegated.
It's multi, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I'm just going to go for the whole what is it?
Kit and caboodle?
What?
Kit and caboodle?
Yeah, that. Yeah. Just go for it. Just, you know, whatever. You know, you get to that age where it's whatever.
Whatever. I haven't done anything to mine.
Whatever. Just whatever. Just we were just talking about when I was away on vacation. Didn't care about my hair. Didn't care about my makeup. It felt so great. Just put on a baseball cap and went out and did stuff. And yeah.
Nobody laughed.
No lipstick. Just do it. Sunglasses. Oh, yes. Oh, sunglasses. Oh, yes.
Well, you're in Florida.
So, oh, this is such, what do they say? This? What in my craw? This has been in my craw. What is that saying?
I can't remember.
Something
it.
That just.
You can't handle.
When handing someone their change, give them the coins in their hand before you give them the bills.
Don't Otherwise, it's going to spill all over the floor.
On their hand, and then the coins on top of the bills. It just makes so much sense.
She's really worried about this. I mean,
look at my hand. So everyone, I'm cupping my hand. God made this little cup for the change in the middle. And then the bills can go on the top and you can grab them with your thumb. I'm telling you, I should do a class just to teach. Really? To teach this very simple method.
Always be careful when you follow the masses. Sometimes the M is silent. I was not saying anything about what you were saying.
Oh, yeah, but we were thinking it.
And only because it's next online.
And it's the same thing of assume, the word assume. If you assume something.
Making A-S-S out of you and me.
Yeah. Yep. Don't assume.
Don't assume.
Or just say it ahead of time. Well, I guess I'm assuming, but maybe not. You have to preface that. Clean out your fridge before you go grocery shopping. Eliminate the mystery inside the Tupperware.
Oh!
Get the shrimp out of the fridge.
Peace is not when everyone agrees. It is when we can respect our disagreements and still play in the sandbox together.
Amen to that.
All right.
Love that.
I'm never sure if I actually have free time or if I just keep forgetting stuff. If I don't write it down in my arrangement book, forget it. I get all kinds of trouble.
You have an arrangement book?
Well, I don't know what else to call it.
I like that.
An appointment book.
I like that arrangement book. I like that. I think I'm going to call it an arrangement book.
I feel so honored.
I just love that. An arrangement. It doesn't have any pressure. An appointment book is, I got an appointment. Oh, do I have an appointment? An arrangement book. We need to market that.
I am pleased I could make you happy.
We're going to make $1 million. We're going to sell your arrangement book. Bev's arrangement book. Buy yourself a BA. Bev's arrangement book. A BAB, a BAB.
There you go.
Nobody steal this idea now. Because, you know.
Nobody heard it.
Do
I didn't think anybody was listening.
Do we need to
listening.
Take a break?
Not yet.
How are we doing? Oh, we're doing good. Flip your chips. Flip your potato chips.
Why?
Open bags of potato chips upside down. All the seasoning settles on the bottom. This is an especially good tip for when you're pouring out all the chips into the bowl, like for a party or just to watch a movie. All the crumbs from the bottom of the bag end up at the bottom of the bowl, and the pretty perfect chips are at the top of the bowl.
I want the ones with the sauce on it.
Yeah. I would shake the bag.
Yeah, mix it up.
So they're saying pour all the stuff out so all the seasoning is at the bottom of your bowl and the pretty chips are on the top, but then
that doesn't make
the seasoning's
sense.
Not on the pretty chips.
No, I don't. No.
So would you flip your chips or shake your chips?
I'd shake them.
I would shake my chips, too.
I'd actually crush them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And bread fish with it.
That's not a bad idea.
That's a really good idea.
Oh.
Barbecued ones. Mm. Sour cream and onion ones.
Those are my favorite.
You could crush those up and you could put those on your fish or your chicken, but I know you don't eat chicken.
Or a sandwich.
Peanut butter and jelly with potato chips on it.
No, peanut butter mayonnaise with...
You put the potato chips on your peanut butter and mayonnaise?
I have eaten so many of those in the last couple of weeks.
Really?
It's my comfort food.
And you put chips on it?
No, but I will now.
I put chips on peanut butter and jelly. It's really good.
Sweet and sour?
Tuna. No, just regular ones?
No, but I mean, it makes it sweet and sour taste.
Uh-huh. It's just good. It's the crunch. I like the crunch. Put it on egg salad.
Talking
put it on tuna.
Food.
Good thing we ate a muffin, because I would be hungry and I'd want to... Okay.
Word of the day. Exhaustipated, too tired to give a...
What? Oh, she had to turn the page.
No, that was it. That was the whole thing.
What's the word? Exhausticated?
Exhaustipated.
Exhaustipated? Oh, like constipated and exhausted? Too tired to... Oh. Oh, listen to this after we take a break. You're going to love
this. Is Pittsfield
this.
Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Press the music button.
WTBR.
Pizza Pizza is back. Join PCTV and WTBR for the biggest and tastiest pizza event around. May 15th at Berkshire Hills Country Club on Benedict Road in Pittsfield. Enjoy pizza from Shire Tavern, The Locker Room, and much more. And you get to decide who will win the People's Choice Award. Pizza Pizza at Berkshire Hills Country Club on May 15th. Tickets are $20 for adults and $10 for children 12 and under in advance. Get your tickets now at pittsfieldtv.org/pizza. Support for Eats a Pizza comes from Cohen, Kinney, Valicenti, and Cook.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
That is tricky, isn't it? I mean, catchy. Eats a Pizza.
Eats a Pizza.
It's catchy. They should make a little jingle.
I went the first year, and it was good. It was fun. They kind of ran out of pizza.
Mm.
Went the second year, and it was mobbed because everybody was telling everybody else how much fun it was.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And then I wasn't listening. Are they doing it again? I didn't even hear what he said. I didn't. I wasn't. I just heard Eats a Pizza. I was reading stuff that
In May.
Where is
this
it?
This month. Should I play it for you again?
Yes, Sean. I thought it'd be really fun to have a grilled cheese competition.
Ooh.
I heard of a grill where you have a grilled cheese competition to see who could eat the most grilled cheese sandwiches.
Oh.
Then you have grilled cheese like chili cook-off, but you have a grilled cheese cook-off.
What do you do with it? I mean...
You do all kinds of stuff. Like you did your mayonnaise and...
Peanut butter?
Peanut butter. They would do maybe grilled cheese and pickles or grilled cheese ham and pickles or grilled cheese with four different cheeses. I mean, everybody would be bound up, but you could just, you know, that's just a consequence of the day. You know, you go, you enjoy, and you just wait a few days or or whatever. So this is the second half of our show. I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And the show is called Stuh.
Uh-huh.
And we have true or false for you.
A giraffe's neck only has 7 vertebrae. True or false? A week contains 158 hours. True or false?
Week, 158 hours. Do the math. See what you come up with.
Are you doing the math?
I didn't do it yet. I wrote down numbers, but I didn't have time yet to do it. And it'll probably come out wrong anyway, because if it's 8 times 7, or it won't work. But it's not. It's 4 times 7 and 2 times 7. So we'll just see.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So you can store potato chips, tortilla chips, any kind of chips in the freezer, opened or unopened, they will never, all capital letters, go stale. And they don't freeze. They just get cold.
Huh.
Never heard of that before.
No.
That's something we should try next time we see a bag of chips in our homes. Put them in the freezer, see what we come up with. And that's the only way that I'll remember to do that is if I put it in my head, when I see a bag of chips, put them in the freezer. It's like a little play in my head.
Tell me when you get done and then...
I'll call you and ask you if you have a bag of chips.
And I do, but I don't have a freezer. Well, I do have a freezer.
You have a freezer in your refrigerator.
No. I don't use that one. I have a four freezer.
A separate freezer.
Yeah.
What do you use your freezer and your refrigerator for? Storage?
Not anymore.
Nothing's in it. Does it work? Okay, so my uncle used, and my grandparents used their dishwasher for storage.
Oh.
My uncle, who was a snacker, had all his snacks in the dishwasher. And my grandmother had things like paper towels, paper napkins. Yeah, things
and
that...
And that meant that your grandmother had to wash dishes by hand all the time.
But that's how they grew up.
Okay.
Not me. I'll wash one fork in the dishwasher. That's bad.
That's bad.
Yeah.
That's pretty, yeah.
Yeah. I'll use a spoon to stir water, and I'll put it in the dishwasher.
Why do you stir water?
Well, no, I don't. That was just an example.
Oh, I can see you stirring water.
I would just, and I would put it in the dishwasher. It's kind of like if you wear a pair of jeans for 3 hours in the day because you went out and you came back home and put sweats on and you throw the jeans in the washing machine and they're not dirty. And you do that with a lot of your clothes and you just wash clothes that are really technically clean.
No, I don't do that.
Okay. No. All right. Moving right along.
Fun fact.
Yes.
Women spend more time wondering what men are thinking than men spend actually thinking.
Mark listens to the show, so no comment.
And I didn't mean you, dear. I know better. You just have that look on your face like you're thinking all the time.
Mm-hmm. If you have, you are going to love this. If you have an itchy mosquito bite, do you know the answer? Heat up a spoon under hot water. Tap it or press it on the bite. Do this for as long as you can tolerate the burn. The heat dissolves the protein that makes the mosquito bite itch. You can also blow your hair dryer on your mosquito bite. I've told you that for years.
Yes, you have.
And it works.
And I've told you for years, too. I don't know what it...
You don't get bites.
I don't get... I get bit. I just don't get itchy.
You don't? Ah, man, you're lucky. You're lucky. I've had the dermatologist tell me that this does not work. And I have said to her, let me tell you, I do it all the time.
And it works.
And it works like a charm. Hair dryer or a hot spoon. But you have to do it until it burns. And you pull it away. Then you put the hair dryer back. You know, you don't hold the hair dryer on your skin. You keep it away.
Right, right.
And just blow on the bite until it feels good first. Because it takes that itch that, you know, that it's like somebody scratching their itch for just scratching it and scratching it. And then it starts to burn a little and you pull it away. And then you go back and you pull it away. You do it about 10 times. And I'm telling you, people, it works. You heard it here.
When I was a kid, my parents would always say, excuse my French, after a swear word. I'll never forget my first day at school when my teacher asked if any of us knew any French.
Wouldn't you love to be in that class? Wouldn't you love to be that teacher? You can imagine the teacher's going to go into the lunchroom or whatever room teachers gather in, and you know she's going to tell everybody, and they're going to bust stop laughing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Cute.
I don't think we get smarter as we get older. We just run out of stupid things to do.
Never.
No.
Never.
No. No. No, never. That's not true. I'm going to cross that one off.
Okay. Yeah. If you put something down temporarily, this is our memory thing.
Okay.
You say out loud, I put the screwdriver by the microwave, or whatever it happens to be. I put my keys on the coffee table. This engages many more areas of your brain, particularly the language centers, which creates a richer memory, making it less likely you'll forget where you put the thing.
It's like writing a book for just putting the pencil down.
A book?
Well, if it takes that long to... Never mind.
I thought you were really onto something.
No.
Where you were going to write a book about putting a pencil down. That'd be really...
Boring.
Interesting.
Okay. We will always be friends until we're old and senile. Then we can become new friends.
Yes, we can. That's kind of sad, isn't
it? I know.
Becoming new friends.
Will I still like you as a friend?
No. Oh.
She has been fabulous. She is a wonderful woman. She will always be my friend.
Oh, thank you. I will think you're my wonderful friend, too. Yeah, you're my buddy.
Okay.
You're my buddy. All right. Always do a good cleaning job in your home before you leave for a trip. There's nothing worse than returning to a dirty home when you're exhausted and you got all this laundry you have to do. So you want to come home and have everything clean.
Yep.
There you go.
I was drinking a beer and the bartender yelled, "Anyone know CPR?" I yelled, "I know the entire alphabet." And we all laughed and laughed. Well, except for this one guy.
These are so good for comedians. I wonder if these are comedians, if comedians use these, or if I've used them and now they're there.
I'm sorry to say, I don't remember where I found them.
Okay, well, that's okay. All right. I like this one. When I put this one down, I really like this a lot.
Okay.
Being polite increases your odds of getting what you want. I like that in being kind. You get nothing from not being polite or kind. You just rile people up. Just rile them up. She's thinking. I see it. You have something brewing in that head of yours.
Actually, I'm just looking at a page. We're picking out something I can read. Dear autocorrect, I'm getting a bit tired of your shirt. After listening to his owner drone on for hours, Ralph suddenly realized that he was not cut out to be an emotional support dog after all.
I had a dog come up to me in the airport and smell all my suitcases. That was weird.
It happened, really?
Yeah. Mark and I had to wait for our flight, so we sat down and we had a little table and we were playing a game. And the guy came with the dog. Not an emotional support dog, I'm sorry. It's the airport security.
Security, yeah.
And the guy was very, very nice, and he was going around sniffing everybody, and he came around and he sniffed my feet, sniffed my suitcases. He didn't sniff me, just where my feet were. And I said to Mark, "Oh my gosh, I've got coffee in my suitcase." And I'm wondering if they look for coffee because they think there's drugs in the coffee, because you can hide drugs so the dogs can't smell in the coffee.
I did not know that.
And I thought, what if he smells my coffee? And I wasn't worried about being arrested or anything because I didn't have anything, but I really didn't want them to take my coffee. I bought a bag of coffee.
And he ignored it.
Ignored it. Went along. It's pretty
good
cool.
Dog.
Isn't it pretty cool how they can train the dogs to sniff out drugs and things?
Yeah, but I didn't know that about the coffee.
Yeah. Didn't you ever see a movie where they have these big wooden cases in warehouses, and then the drug people go in and they break them all open and they pull out the bags of cocaine out of the coffee? Yeah, pretty crazy.
I live a very sheltered life.
That's okay. You know what? It's all good. What do we need to know that stuff for anyway, right?
To get rid of unwanted junk during the holidays, put it in an Amazon box and leave it on the porch. Somebody will take it. If it's there long enough, just leave it there.
That's so good. Oh, my gosh. You could get rid of so much junk that way. Think about all the boxes that people get during the year from Amazon. And all we do is throw the boxes away or crush the boxes. Maybe we reuse a box or two. Gather up a bunch of stuff you don't want. Put it in the box and do what you said.
Just leave it on your porch.
And you're right. It'll maybe just leave it up by your mailbox.
My mailbox is across the road from my house.
Perfect.
It's right next door to my neighbor.
Perfect. Oh, by the way, we want to say that Bev got a new tree.
It is an eastern redbud, and it's already got little red flowers on it.
Oh, that's so cool. So it's healthy.
It's healthy. It is.
How long has it been in the ground?
2 weeks.
2 weeks, and it's budding. So did you get to choose the tree?
Yes.
So this is a program that was by the town of Cummington.
Mm-hmm.
Beautify Cummington or something like that, right?
Yep.
And did everybody get to choose a tree, or is it just on your street?
No. Every year it looks like they do one, and they do it on different streets. This year it was on Main Street. And I live crisscross from Main Street, mm-hmm. So I got in on it.
Oh.
And they plant it for you. They buy it. They plant it for you. They show you how to take care of it and all that good stuff. And in 5 years, it's all yours.
So what happens in 2 years? They can come and take it?
No, they probably wouldn't take it, but they just want to make sure that you're going to keep it and take good care of it.
You're not going to cut it down.
Right.
But did they say if it starts to die in 2 years, they'll come and fix it, treat it, replace it?
That never even crossed my mind.
I don't, you know, you've already got buds. I think you're good.
I think it's safe. And we've got so much rain, I haven't had to water it.
Yeah. I think that's great. I love that program.
Maybe they do it in Pittsfield, and we just don't know.
Maybe. That's true. I may not know. Well, most of our money is going for the potholes. They're actually fixing them. You know, had to wait till spring. Had to wait for some other work to be done. But they are working on the roads. Thank goodness. We had a couple of roads that were really a mess.
They should go out to the hill towns.
Bad, huh?
Yeah.
Here's a good one. Talk positive about people behind their backs.
I do that. I bet you do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the word gets spread around.
Mm-hmm.
How much more do people listen to that than they would gossip?
I don't know. I think it's really fun to do when someone is gossiping about somebody. And then you can say, oh, you know what? I met her. She was so kind to me. My keys were locked in the car, and she helped me get my keys out, and then she took me out for a cup of coffee, and what a sweet woman. And then the person that's gossiping about just stares at me.
Can't keep doing it.
They can't. I had a situation a long time ago where I moved into a neighborhood, and I talked to one neighbor, and that one neighbor complained about the other neighbor. And then I talked to the other neighbor, not because I was going to them. It just happened
right,
that I was meeting
right.
these people. And they talked bad about that person. And then the third person that I met along the way talked bad about one of those. So I started saying things like, oh, yeah, you know, he told me what a wonderful mom you are, that he saw you out there playing basketball with your kids and how much she appreciated the time that you came over and you brought her some soup when you know, you were sick. She was sick a long, long time ago. And then I did the same to the other. And do you know all three of them ended up all being okay and friends? It was like magic.
I love it. I love it.
It was very cool. Yeah. So I like that. Talk positive about people behind their backs. And you can always think of something positive to say about anybody.
That is, recommended A1+.
Yes, that one gets a star.
I've reached that age where my brain goes from, you probably shouldn't say that, to, what the hey, let's see what happens.
I wonder what it would be. What would it be? Like,
hey, do I know you? I know you from somewhere, whether you do or not.
Right. And admit, how many times have we met people and they talk to us, we have no idea who they are.
All the time.
And you try to fake it through, and then you wish that you could just look at someone and say, I'm really sorry, I just don't remember you.
Aren't you embarrassed to do that?
Absolutely, because when I do, every single time I think I've done that, I think, I shouldn't say every time, but it's happened where I have said that and I get that look. Are you kidding? You mean you don't remember when you came to our house for dinner and I made you that special meal that you said you loved? And I'm making this up. I'm just saying that.
Right, right, right.
And you want to cry. So then you go, oh, yes, I do remember.
You fake it out.
And then they'll say something like, yeah, remember you held my dog, Tootsie? And I'll never remember Tootsie. And I'll say, yes, Tootsie, she was adorable. And they look at you and go, Tootsie's a he. Or something like that. And you try to unravel and get yourself out, you know, back out of this somehow.
Aww.
But you can always end with a hug. You know, good to see you. Say hi to your family. I don't have a family. I moved here from Venezuela and I'm all alone. Don't you remember? No, I don't remember. Okay.
What about when you tell them, I'm sorry, I can't remember your name, and they give you their name and you still don't remember.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I'm surprised if somebody doesn't remember me. Have you ever had that happen?
Yeah.
Where you go up to somebody and they have no idea who you are and you can tell and they just don't.
That's sad.
And then you think, huh? What?
In life, it's important to know when to stop arguing with people and simply let them be wrong.
Mm-hmm. It's actually a good thing to do.
It's safest because you don't want to get into a fight.
Yeah, and it can definitely go there. And they know they're wrong. And if they don't know they're wrong, Google it and show them. See? You're wrong. But now we're back to the same place we started, right?
I think so.
Have friends generationally older and younger than yourself.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Have people older and people younger than you.
That's important.
It's getting a lot easier now to find people younger.
It's getting a lot harder to find anyone older.
Or you think you found someone older and then you find out they're a year younger than you are.
Yeah, which is even worse. That hurts. I never know which restroom to use in Scotland.
What? I never know what restroom to use in Scotland? I never know what restroom to use in Scotland? I'm lost.
It doesn't get to you, the kilts. And
oh, the kilts. Oh, the skirt. They wear them all the time? To learn something, repeat it to yourself 3 times on the day you learn it, 2 times the next day, and then repeat it to yourself 1 time the next day, and most of the time, you will have learned it.
Geez, that would have helped me out during school.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I wish in school we had learned everything in a song. Because we know songs. You know, we know songs. But we don't remember school.
Where do skunks pray?
Where do skunks pray?
in pews.
Did I ever tell you the time that we were trying to trap a groundhog? Don't judge me, people. I don't kill them. it was a skunk. And the skunk scratched the bottom of the cage so much that we couldn't pull the cage out of the grass because the grass had tangled in. Yeah. And when we realized it was a skunk, we went in the house and we put on helmets and goggles and gloves, and we had this big tarp. And we walked over to the cage and we threw the tarp over the cage. And then we thought, now what? Now what do we do? So we picked it up, we put it back in the truck, we went out into the woods, and we were going to let the skunk go. And we again said, well, how do we open the cage? It's covered with the tarp. So we had to figure out how to open the cage, and we let the little skunk out. We did end up letting the skunk out.
Did you take the tarp off it before you opened the cage?
Mark actually held the tarp against the lock so that he was holding the lock through the tarp and trying to get it unlocked without looking at it or anything. And then...
backing away quickly.
Backed away, peeling the tarp back, and it went. Someone told me that if the cage is small enough, the skunk can't spray you because they can't lift their tail.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a good thing to
know. So please don't have anybody come and arrest me because I relocated a skunk. This was a very happy time. The skunk looked very happy. And the setting was by a brook, and it was beautiful. So I think that... as a realtor, I can move people or animals.
What do you call someone else's cheese?
Cheese.
Nacho cheese.
Nacho cheese.
That, yeah.
She's not happy. She's looking.
Why did Mozart hate chickens?
Let's see. Mozart, music, quacking, flying, cackle. Don't know.
Because when he asked them for their favorite composer, they said, Bach, Bach, Bach.
Oh, gosh. Well, I was almost there.
Close.
Clucking. Did I say clucking?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to find something here that, I mean, I thought they were funny, but they're not. they're not all the way. What's the best way to carve wood? Whittle by whittle.
Yeah, probably want to turn the page on that. Well, I'm going to give you something I brought.
Please do.
Do you really?
Oh, no, tell me something, because we're out of time anyway.
Out of time anyway. You need to do true or false?
Okay, all right.
Or do we have time for one more? How are we doing?
We're cutting the close.
Let's go.
A giraffe's neck only has 7 vertebrae, where a week contains 158 hours.
Oh, I never did my math. the hours, the week, that's false.
How many do you think there are?
Well, I didn't do the math, but it seemed like it was going to come out to more. Just looking at the numbers made me think it was going to come out higher than that.
So you think a giraffe's neck only has 7 vertebrae?
Yes.
Ta-da!
Ta-da!
A week contains 168 hours.
And what did you say originally?
158.
Okay, so...
it's only 10.
Just 10. Well, it's higher. And the giraffe. I wonder how that looks. I mean, their necks don't bend like a bend.
No,
they are
don't.
Smooth, right?
But that allows them to...
oh, that's right.
They bend their head down.
I love watching giraffes and monkeys. Hey, speaking of monkeys real quick, I got to cuddle goats in Florida. I went to a goat farm cuddling animals.
Aww.
We went to a place where you can cuddle goats and chickens. I cuddled a chicken.
I would love to cuddle a chicken.
It was great.
I probably would never let it go.
They make you let it go. Those chickens don't want to be cuddled. The goats liked being cuddled. Yeah, it was fun. Hey, see you next time.
Views and opinions on this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.